careful not to spill the contents.
What's he doing?
Asked a young female tourist with a Canon DSLR camera strapped around her neck. At that moment, the three guards entered the room with their weapons raised and ready to fire. Bernard turned to see their widening eyes as they saw the precious Mona Lisa was exposed and vulnerable.
Stop!
Shouted the senior guard in French, his gun aimed at Bernard's chest.
Put the bottle down!
Screams of panic erupted from the 100-odd tourists jostling for position. Most of them dropped to the famous parquet floor, while the tourists near the entrance sprinted down the hallway, causing panic along the Danan wing. People outside the Salle d'Etat who had heard the screams must have thought it was some kind of terrorist attack as they began bolting for their lives to safety outside the glass pyramid. There was chaos as men and women tripped over each other trying to escape. Bernard took this dispassionately. He no longer cared.
Behold, the famous painting,
he said, pointing to it, and felt a wave of pride wash over him at what he had achieved over the years. It was truly his best work, and yet the Mona Lisa's enigmatic smile now hung unprotected, laid bare by a man who wanted to destroy it.
"Don't do it!"
said the lead guard. Bernard continued to speak, his voice booming across the room.
"Painted by the famous Leonardo da Vinci," he said theatrically.
"Stop!"
the guard warned once more, his voice strong and direct.
"We'll be forced to shoot you!"
"You have all been deceived,"
said Bernard, motioning his arm backwards while holding the bottle tightly, ready to move it forward and splash the contents all over the masterpiece in front of him.
"No! Put the bottle down! You move again, and we will shoot!"
Bernard began to weep. He knew there was no going back from this.
"I will show you the truth,"
he cried.
"Your Louvre curator, Pierre Savard, a man I thought was my friend, has betrayed you, just as he has betrayed me."
"Hand the bottle over,"
said the guard again.
"He doesn't want you to know,"
said Bernard. The guard touched his ear as if someone on the other end had given him instructions. His eyes burned into Bernard's.
"I have been ordered to shoot you if you continue."
Bernard smiled sarcastically at the guard.
"Pierre Savard, the man in your ear wants to keep me quiet because he doesn't want the world to know that the Mona Lisa is..."
Bernard didn't finish that sentence. A single bullet was fired into his abdomen, causing him to drop to his knees before he had a chance to fling the contents of the bottle onto the exposed painting. The water bottle fell out of his hand and rolled onto the freshly waxed timber floor. A sharp, strong smell was suddenly present in the room.
"Assit,"
said the senior guard, who positioned himself above the injured man's body with his weapon trained on him.
"Target is down."
Bernard's bloody hands held tight onto his torn torso as he fell to one side like a heavy bag of potatoes. He could feel his life slowly draining away. Little by little, his eyelids began to close as the urge to go on faded. He was going to die beneath the painting he had spent most of his life restoring, the painting he'd tried so hard to protect. Perhaps that was only right. With one last whimper, Bernard mumbled something. His lips struggled to move as his eyes closed, but his final words came out in a whisper not loud enough for anyone to hear.
"It's a fake.